Welcome, 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 folks. This is your 15th installment of Influx Radio. And I am Billy, your host. And that we'll call you here is bringing Nelson to the table. Go ahead and say hello.
What's up? What's up? This is Nelly Nelly Now. What's going on, guys?
Well, what an interesting week we've had. I know we didn't show up for you last week, but we figured we want to go ahead and give all the other influential comic news a chance to go ahead and shine with us being away from the table for a minute.
Of course.
Yeah. Be a little humble there. Go ahead and let somebody else get the spotlight. I mean, Comic-Con was last weekend. We didn't want to go ahead and outshine them, so...
Seriously.
All that news. We had that happen this week.
Craziness, man. A lot of bomb dropping.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Wolverine hit this week. We got that. There's just
Superman
so much.
And Batman.
Oh, yeah. There's some good stuff this week. So we've got quite a few things to talk about.
Yeah, seriously.
But, you know, Comic-Con, you've been there quite a few times. Your experiences.
Yes, I have.
My closest experience, I'd have to say, is Celebration 6 that was here in Orlando.
Yeah.
That was my closest thing.
That was pretty
to Comic-Con.
Cool. That was a good
Well, you've been there, so you spent many a times in Hall H, I'm sure.
Dude, there's a reason it's nicknamed Line Con. Dude, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man. The amount
of people. But that's one of those conventions.
People.
You have to almost either pick what you want to do.
No, it isn't. They're smart about it. They're smart about it. Cause like what was it? It was for Avengers. So that day, it was at 2011. That day, Green Lantern was the first one in Hall H, right? And then they ended it with Avengers, something like that. So if you wanted to see Avengers and didn't care about anything else, you pretty much had to start from. You know, you had to be there the entire freaking day.
Yeah.
Because everybody was gonna go see the Avenger panel, you know? So you kind of pick and choose.
That's two what years, I'm saying. You can't
two
do
years
everything
in a
you
row,
wanna do.
2 years in a row. And I every single time I've missed out because of lines on the Walking Dead panels.
Yeah.
Those are highly televised.
I would think that you'd be able to go ahead and see that and wouldn't necessarily have to be there in the crowd. Something like Avengers or something like anything DC does, there's going to be spoilers dropped and things that you can't see until their events actually happen. Now, Walking Dead, you wait every October for that, and that's there's not
no,
much.
No, but
extra
it's all the little cool things that a lot of these people do. You know, for example, I was there when Garfield showed up dressed as Spider-Man.
Andrew Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew
Spider-Man,
Garfield.
Yeah.
The cat.
I was going to be like, who cares about Bill Murray's Garfield besides Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Oh, my God.
Breckin Meyer.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But anyways, boobs aside.
no, but this year, the big reveal was the fact that Bryan Cranston was walking around with a Walter White mask on.
But he wasn't the only one.
Well, I'm sure he wasn't, but that was the most
that's the one
publicized
that, yeah.
one that I heard.
He was dressed as Walter White, which
what
was...
what a classic, which I just introduced the wifey to, so she's going to enjoy that. She's watched the first couple episodes with me now.
Yeah. I've gotten into it. I need to sit down and watch it, man.
But it's one of those shows...
It's so far gone, you know. It's
amazing, but one of the problems is that I had when I was watching it is if you watch too much of it in a row... You get to become like very depressed and like melancholy. I watched it and I was like, "No, come on, let's put on a comedy now. Interject some humor into this because such a great show." But God damn, there's so much negativity.
Yeah, it is. That's why
things
it's called
just
Breaking
Bad. Well, things just spiral out from bad to worse. Ugh.
That the first what? Five episodes is like one. I mean, one right after the other, it just gets. Worse and worse, and he just falls deeper. And I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah,
how quickly when I started watching, I'm like, Jesus Christ, this guy.
It's like watching a more realistic worst week.
Yeah,
there's nothing comical here. There's just gonna be one bad thing after another happen to this guy.
Hopefully, some of you remember that that little gem of a show that got canceled. Worst week. It was
everything
pretty good.
Everything he does is pretty much amazing. I mean, he's done other shows recently, and none of his shows really last. Kyle Borehammer, that guy's shows just don't really last, which is, they like call Dane him Cook. The show killer.
Like Dane Cook with like 12.
He doesn't even get past the pilot, though. He does like a pilot, and they're like, we're good. We're going to go with something else from anybody else.
Except
I mean, with
you.
as many shows as these big networks cancel, you'd think they would have had him at least do a season
in
of a show.
One. He's got a Disney film, though.
Oh, planes. Give me a break. A knockoff of Cars. It's not even done by Pixar. What does that tell you? Yeah. But again, Disney Interactive is doing some great stuff. I loved Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph was awesome. You can see the influence from each other. Mm-hmm. You know, like Brave was definitely...
John Lasseter was the one, I think that he produced Wreck-It Ralph, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he? Oh, okay. So
with
see,
him
now
being
you can
there,
see the, okay.
He's interjecting more of that Disney magic.
There's that synergy, Disney-Pixar.
Yeah, they're working well together.
Yeah.
But like I was speaking saying,
Brave,
of working well together.
Wait, Brave is totally a Disney flick, but that was done by Pixar.
Yeah.
You know,
well, that's
the
more
whole
Disney princess things. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was done by Pixar. That's what move from.
You know what's bothering me is that the outcry from the workers there that's like, no, they totally took the character and gussied her up. She was supposed to be more of a tomboy, and I thought she looked very tomboyish.
She is.
I don't know how much more they were trying to man her up. Because they wanted some of the workers there that designed her or something like that. Don't quote me because I don't know the whole story. But from what I heard, there's an outcry from them that's saying, you Disney princessed up a character that we felt was solid. I liked the movie. I kind of thought you had to. You couldn't make her too much of a dude. I mean, come on.
I might as well make her a dude if that's what you're going for.
Yeah.
But
I don't know.
That movie's actually great.
It is. It is. It's just not up to the humor and standards of the rest of the Pixar crowd, though.
No, no.
I felt the roles needed to be reversed. Wreck-It Ralph needed to be in the Pixar stable, and Brave needed to be in the Disney Interactive.
Yeah.
But then again, Disney Interactive wouldn't have the clout and the credit it has now with Wreck-It Ralph, because now it's like, damn, you guys can make great films again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to Tappers.
I love that. That's great. Hey, Q-Bert.
Too funny.
Yeah.
But anyway, so you were saying, speaking of working well together,
Fox is taking a page out of the Marvel handbook with their new Marvel movie, The Wolverine. You know,
yes,
they dropped
did.
That end credit scene that kind of foreshadows where they're going with the X-Men and Hugh Jackman's character. Kind of cool, but it's almost comical. I was mentioning it that it's pretty bankable that they didn't even bother to try and show you an end credit scene that leads towards another Wolverine movie or some other further adventure of that character. It's going to be, hey, we're already doing an X-Men movie. Let's go ahead and kind of just bring an end scene that kind of foreshadows that we're going to do an X-Men movie.
But
okay, thanks, guys.
Sure, why not?
You're not telling us anything we don't know.
What I think is...
Before you say, I want to just point out the fact that they're trying to mesh everything together with the exception of Wolverine Origins. X-Men Origins Wolverine.
It's one of those. It's like Ang Lee's Hulk. Yeah. It never existed.
But I find
this
it
is not the
hard,
movie you saw.
I find it kind of hard to go ahead and fit X-Men 3 into this cinematic universe that they've kind of made, which is weird because that movie was such like an overall failure to fans that they're trying to still take pieces from it and be like, no, this, you know. Gene is the catalyst of why he's so tormented in this film. And then at the, you know, giving away the spoiler scene, you see Charles there and...
A Magneto,
which the problem is Charles, his body was destroyed. I know he sent his consciousness into another body at the end of X-Men 3 with their little reveal scene. But how is he back in his own body? And
well, because it's in Wolverine's consciousness. consciousnessness.
But still, you wouldn't see the other body, and if you transfer yourself to another body, Charles, wouldn't that one work? Like, why are you still crippled?
See, this is the part.
This is the stuff that doesn't mesh. I know Magneto, he meshes well because at the end you see him get his powers back. He's like, oh, I can move a piece of, a chess piece.
Coincidentally, I've never seen a metal
chess set.
It's always wood, ivory, or something like that.
Glass,
but I've never seen, but whatever. All right, we'll go with it.
Man.
I'm on the hunt to find a metal, a metal chessboard.
Didn't they have that in Harry Potter?
Did he
rode like a giant horse?
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. But anyways,
I digress.
We're digressing.
We digress in our geekdom. Yeah, we do that from time to time. Which you guys should know by now.
Yeah, but overall, the movie was really good, though.
It was a Wolverine good movie. But if you follow the comic book or the graphic novel, whichever version you have of it, the Chris Claremont and Frank Miller book that it kind of references, there are some things that mesh, but most of it, they're like, let's just go with it. Let's just make it. It's just the fact that
he's facing the Silver Samurai.
And Mariko's there. I mean,
and he's in Japan. That's as far as it goes.
They take some of the sets and stuff, but they really just went off in their own tangent there, because Wolverine still does not know how to fight.
But at this,
even though he fights better in this one,
yeah, no,
he wasn't
the fight
trained
were sick
in the samurai ways like in the comic books.
But here's the thing, it's at this stage in the game, in the geek game, are you actually surprised that they took liberties with the story?
Not with the X-Men franchise. I would be with the Avengers and their characters, that cinematic universe.
But mostly, they're mostly all the same. They're all the same.
No, because they're two separate houses. They're two separate entities.
I understand that part,
the Fox franchise of characters, they take as many liberties.
Everything. Fox takes...
Yeah, but they've taken as many liberties as they've wanted to, which leaves me with very little hope of what Singer's going to do here with his black-suited X-Men. You mean...
It's going to be just like
Matthew
First Class.
Vaughn gave them a hint of color.
Yeah, but just like what do you call it?
First Class.
First Class. It's going to be a good movie. And
that remains to be seen. Come on, Bryan Singer kind of took a dump all over Superman. He made a good character, but the plot was terrible, and he had a good hand in shaping that plot. He gets together with his writing team, but that movie was just so bad in the sense that at the end of it, you never get like any closure on most of the stuff that's there, and the villain is anticlimactic because you really can't fight Lex Luthor. He's not in his suit. He's just basically rehashing everything that was done by Richard Donner.
But at the same time, though, that seems to be the norm now. Because if you notice, we can go with in Expendables when he fights Jean-Claude Van Damme, how anticlimactic that fight was.
No, but there was
when Spider-Man beats Doc Ock, how anticlimactic that was. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I don't like that movie either. That was a movie.
No, that's fine. I understand. But that's the problem. Now it's like when Wolverine kills the Silver Samurai, it wasn't as epic as one would have.
No,
it
that
was all right.
This is happening.
They're downplaying the powers and how badass some of these villains are.
You know what doesn't make sense though? What is Wolverine's healing factor? Because he got knocked out cold in X-Men 2 by a gunshot to the head. And this one, he gets his back burnt off. and he's just standing there like, all right, just give me a minute here. We'll clear all this up.
Well, that's when they weren't very clear on how cool they were going to make the healing factor.
Well, he should have just picked up a comic book. His healing factor is almost instantaneous. It's like, bam, okay, I got to take this bullet out, and then the wound will heal over.
You mean go to the source?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of odd.
I think you're onto something there.
But I do like that everybody's...
Source material.
Everybody Sheesh. Is starting to go with more of the Marvel handbook. I think even DC, as we kind of talked about with them doing the Superman Batman as the next follow, or Superman or Batman versus Superman is what they're calling this.
Yeah, but then so you're telling me that there's no end scene. So just because we saw Wayne Enterprises satellite that was
again though this movie
that's the foreshadowing of things to come.
This movie was well if you look at all the other Nolan films, only the last movie had that end scene because The Dark Knight didn't. And even Batman Begins.
No, The Dark Knight had kind of an...
No, it had no end
scene. Well, it wasn't like an end scene, but they gave you, oh, here's his calling card. And
no, that was Batman Begins.
That was Batman Begins. My bad.
Yeah, but even that, it gave you a hint at the future, but there was no end scene. That should have been an end scene. They should have like rolled credits and then been like, oh, Jim, how's it going, buddy? You hanging out on a rooftop? I'm here too. Oh, hey, look, I got a card. Oh, why do you have just the Joker? Isn't there 51 other cards or 52?
52.
I know there's 52 in a deck, but are you counting the Joker or not? That's why.
So 53?
Or 54 because there's usually two Jokers.
Damn it.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Shit. We're going to have to look that up.
We're not exactly researchers here. Our staff of two. Yeah.
Not bad for a staff of two, okay? Not bad at all.
No, no. Can't complain. Kind of like the host. But,
Thank you.
Not you. The other guy.
At what point did I become Andy Richter?
Huh?
At what point did I become Andy Richter?
At what point did you think you weren't?
Fair enough.
Come on, Coco. But anyway, so what did you think of the Batman Superman emblem that you saw from the teaser images from Comic-Con? I'm sure they had a much bigger press conference and talked more about it, but all we get to see as onlookers that weren't fortunate enough to get a ticket or a hotel, we get the just the image.
The image
of the new Superman logo with a brand new Batman logo. What do you think of it?
No, the logo looks pretty cool.
I've heard a lot of people that have downplayed the logo for Batman because they're like, oh, it looks kind of like crap and da da da. It does look a little bit bulky. I'll give it that. But if anybody remembers, that looks like the logo from The Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah, kind of. You're absolutely yeah.
So. Are they going in that direction with it being called a Batman versus Superman movie? I don't know. They're kind of saying they're staying away from that, but at the same time, it looks like it. So who knows? But I'm kind of curious as to what direction they're going to go with in this. I could see them going in the direction of Batman coming to be and being like, I don't trust you, alien, and them going to blows. I could see that because... Like I said in previous podcasts, Batman wouldn't accept the kind of hero Superman is in this last movie, The Man of Steel.
I think we've got it all wrong. I honestly think that this is gonna be just a straight up Batman.
That's Brennan Routh's.
Batman's going to what do you call it? He's not gonna have that much in the it's not gonna have that one. much play in the movie. I don't think he is, but that's just
how do you
me.
Call a movie Batman versus Superman and not have Batman playing a big part? It's gonna, you know, the problem is that there's speculation, well, not even speculation, I think it was said that this is the Superman Man of Steel sequel. That being said, it's more of a Superman movie than a Batman movie, but if you're going to do a Superman crossover movie with Batman, make Batman an integral part of this. Because if not, you're going to piss off some fans. I think they need to have him as part of it. Whether they will or not, I don't know. Like I said, they're going in a different direction because Christian Bale won't be here, but who would you even cast as the new Batman? I think it's too soon to bring anybody in that would because you have to bring somebody in that'll be as good as or better than Christian Bale, and the problem is that you're going to face people that aren't willing to accept it yet because it's too fresh. I mean, last year was when Dark Knight came out.
And that's what I was just, what we've been talking, what I've been telling you about is me as an actor. If I was an actor and I was given a role of a superhero, of any superhero, I wouldn't take it. I would not take it because our standards have been, our, the way we want to see those superheroes, it's almost impossible to be met by any actor.
Well, in any medium. Because
Christian Bale did a great job, but there is still things that we can critique about. He's not 100%. You see what I'm saying? He is still not,
but you know what,
the
though?
Batman from the comics.
But it's got to be more good than bad, and he is way more good than bad.
Fair enough, but most there is still bad. But because we hold these characters to such a high standard,
yeah,
that I, like I said, me personally, I wouldn't touch it. It'd be ridiculous.
I think in my heart of hearts, I feel I've seen a true Batman movie. I still don't feel I've seen a true Superman movie.
Correct. When we left Wolverine, what did we say? It was a good movie. And what did you say?
What did you say?
In there lies the problem. Well, it was a good movie. It wasn't a holy crap. This movie was.
Well, because Wolverine needs to be rated R. Let's just put that out there for shits and giggles. Because even Hugh Jackman said he wants to see a rated R version of Wolverine because that's the character. He had to be very selective in this movie, or the writers did, about when he could drop an F-bomb, which he did only once.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, though.
There were a couple scenes, though, where he looked like he was about to. You know, but he uses shit a lot, but not a lot, but he uses it much more than he has in the past.
So did it bother you, him killing?
You know what? I can't believe they did that to that character. What a travesty. Those butter knives on his knuckles, I've never thought they'd be used for that. My problem with this is there wasn't enough blood. You don't see, like, the blood. It should have been like a Frank Miller movie. You should have seen just blood popping off and covering the
next,
camera.
Next
Tarantino
Wolverine.
Should have directed this shit.
Yep, there
with
we go.
As much back and forth as the flashbacks were doing, you know, it should have been a lot of Tarantino's influence.
That would have been awesome. Could you imagine? That would have been sick.
Oh my God, dude. Tarantino, it would have been like
Tarantino,
a Kill
if
Bill
you're
movie.
Listening to this, you
this
need
this would have been like
to...
Kill Bill, because if you remember that,
oh,
when
that
she goes,
yeah, yeah,
goes
yeah.
there and kills all of Lucy Liu's clan.
That's Wolverine.
Yeah. Yeah.
To actually see it like him.
Well, because in this movie, you still don't get a sense of him being a samurai or being trained to be skilled to fight with a sword instead of just his claws, which... This whole movie, he fights with his claws.
Which
he does
can
not
be done.
Fight with a sword, which is what he does in the Wolverine book that Frank Miller and Claremont created.
But what do you call it? Which can be done because there is an old school Japanese weapon. I don't know what it's called. You guys can post it. That is similar to Wolverine's claws. I mean, I don't know what they're called, but they actually use them. It's like a...
What are you talking about?
Like weapons, like old traditional Japanese weapons.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. I know what you're talking about. Like Vega has.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Those things. Yeah, so they could have easily trained him on that.
Exactly. Well, I mean, not that he'd need to. I mean,
yeah, I mean, he's pretty.
What I'm trying to say is that they never gave him the traditional sword fighting techniques that you expect
to see from a
Japanese Wolverine.
They did
Wolverine
give him a sword,
story.
Though.
They did, but he didn't use it. He's like, hey, just hold on to it for me, buddy.
No. He picks up the Silver Samurai sword and he goes,
yes, but only for a little bit.
Samurai, Japanese sword gets held with two hands. And he remembered that. So that's right there. That's where they taught him.
Oh, okay. So it was training. It was training like Green Lantern got.
Yeah, it was like super.
Hey, think about something with your ring. Oh, I'm going back to Earth, buddy.
Yeah, done. Machine gun.
Yeah.
Airplane with missiles.
uh,
We keep saying this though officially. I think we've mentioned Green Lantern and Hulk as every single.
And I'm gonna keep trying. There's so much in that movie that we can still keep picking on. But Flash has even been announced as the year after. So 2016, we're expected to see a Flash movie. I am pumped for that though.
Yeah, that's gonna be cool. But what I think is funny is like DC is making up for it. It almost looks like DC is making up for lost time.
But how many movies do you think they could pump out before they're expected to have a Justice League? Because I think they said Justice League is what, 18?
17 or 18?
It's somewhere in there. So they've got a few years, but they have to get these things into production if they're gonna go ahead and trying to get this Justice League.
Which
movie
makes
off.
Me to believe is they're gonna grab anything and just go with it.
Well, there are some characters that just should have had a movie already. I mean, Flash is one of them. Wonder Woman is another one. I mean, like I've been saying in several different podcasts, adapt the damn movies that you've already made adapt the scripts that you've already made for the animated films. Those animated films are rocking the house. Why can't you just take the Wonder Woman movie you made, change a couple things up and throw that on the big screen? It was an amazing movie.
And it's okay. The costume aspect, it's okay. You don't have to make it latex or rubbery with, you know, you don't have to modernize it and make it look like an actual suit in real life or anything like that. Just give them their uniform. That's what they get.
Well, see, people that they've already had that are attached, not attached, but that have been rumored for the Flash movie are Chris Pine. They've had what's his name? Bradley Cooper was a front runner for a while.
I could see Bradley Ryan Cooper would Gosling. Be cool. I don't know Ryan Gosling.
Ryan Gosling, I think, would actually be better than Bradley Cooper. He brings a better, I think, persona, because Flash can get very serious, although he can get jokey. He looks like him. He's got the slim, athletic build. And I think he would hold up well next to Man of Steel.
So does Bradley Cooper, though.
Bradley Cooper, although he is a great actor, which I take no liberties with saying that, he is a great actor. He is still seen as more comical and jokey, I think. I have a hard time taking him really seriously.
I think he can do it. Remember,
I'm not saying he can't.
Remember when Tim Burton picked Michael Keaton?
Yeah.
Who would have thought?
Well, no, I'm just saying I see Ryan Gosling as a better choice.
Remember when they picked Heath Ledger for Joker?
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying who's been rumored.
Who knows? Who knows how he could have... another one.
When
they picked Chris Evans for Captain America.
Yeah. No, I was a skeptic on that. But even I told you that Adam Brody is another one that they've rumored as linked to this role, which I can't see him in the slightest being linked to Flash.
I can see because Bradley Cooper is my thing is I feel like Ryan Gosling is way too young for it.
No,
that's just
dude. He's in his early 30s.
But he looks young.
That's fine. That means he could do the role longer.
fair enough. But you stand Bradley Cooper, Man of Steel, Cavill. You know, and whoever they pick to play Batman.
Well, it also begs the question is, are they going to bring back Reynolds or is he ousted?
Probably not. Probably not.
But it all hinges on the fact of whether he's still got a contract with them or not. Or if they're just going to buy him out and put somebody else in there.
Interesting.
Because, I mean, if you look at Flash, he looks like he could be played by either one, but I could see Gosling more because he's got more of that look of an athletic runner.
It doesn't even matter. It's gonna be covered by a latex suit, because you know they're not gonna give him the latex suit. I mean, they're not gonna give him the suit from the comics or from 52 or from Injustice, or it's not gonna be any of those suits. They're going to try to make it a regular suit. I wouldn't be surprised to give him a freaking like track jacket or something like that, you know? Yeah. You know how these movie people do it up? You know, they try to make it too realistic. Look at Superman's suit.
What do you think about the overall universe that DC is building? It's gotten very dark. I mean, Marvel's more lighthearted and truer to the comic books in the sense that the characters still feel like the characters at the core. The new cinematic universe that DC's trying to build is very dark and ominous.
That once again, it's DC. Once it's our fault. Like I keep saying, it's our fault for
absolutely
for setting the standards so high that these production companies will never meet. You know, so they figured if they can try to make it maybe change it up a little bit to get the non fans maybe. You know, those people that aren't big into Superman will go see it and be like, wow, that movie was awesome.
Well, another route they could go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Another route they could go with Green Lantern, though, is bringing in the Jon Stewart character, which people have been clamoring for, which I'm pretty sure you probably heard the casting rumor behind him.
Who?
I'm not sure, but I'm probably going to butcher his name. Idris Elba. He was
him?
Heimdall in Thor.
Yeah, yeah. And he's in Pacific Rim. Yeah.
Yeah. He's a great actor. Him as Jon Stewart, he would be great.
You know who also would be great, though? I cannot
remember. Terrence Howard and then Don Cheadle?
Yeah. Perfect. Yes.
Let's do it.
Let's do this. And don't tell Terrence. But no. The guy from Blood Diamond.
Oh, Digimon Huson?
Is that how you pronounce? Yeah, I can never remember.
I can't say his name either.
Digimon?
That's how I've gone ahead and started saying his name, and I say it with such conviction, people believe me. Oh, Digimon Huson.
I was like, oh yeah. Who? Yeah,
how do you say that? I've always had a hard time. Oh, let me teach you. It's easy.
Digimon Huson.
Yeah.
But I think he'd be awesome, because when he puts that...
He's a good actor, but the problem is he does have that thick African accent.
Is he? He's full blown, but I think full he blown,
is.
Right?
Yeah. I think he is, but he's got that thick accent, which I haven't Seal? Seen. He could be a battle damaged.
That's right.
Battle damaged Jon Stewart. I believe I can fly.
That's actually R. Kelly.
No. No, yes. Yeah, I'm thinking of Kissed by a Rose. I'm thinking Kissed by a Rose and singing R. Kelly. Man.
It's okay. You're forgiven.
Geek card pulled. And this geek card has been brought to you by Billy, who's giving it up for the day. Yeah. No, but that would be... I could see either... Well, like I said, I can't see so much Digimon because, like I said, he's just got... too thick of an accent, in my opinion, but I could definitely see Idris.
And he's a lot, because he's really dark.
Well, so is Wesley Snipes. Wesley Snipes.
No. As John Come Smith. John Stewart. Whatever. It always comes out John Smith. I don't know why, but. No, yeah. But look. If you look at one of your action figures, look at him right there. Mm-hmm. That is definitely Dijon.
No, that is that to me looks like Idris. Idris.
We'll agree to disagree.
Well, because I mean, look at, I'm showing you an image. There's Dijon.
Yeah,
Dijon. But now let me pull up one of
all nice and clean shaven. Idris.
No, because Idris is always if you've seen Luther and everything, he's usually got the stubble and everything.
Yeah.
Let me show you one where he is clean shaven, though. That looks more like Jon Stewart to me. And think about it. Jon Stewart is a military man.
Whoa. Hold on. Hello. Will Smith. Wow. It's a good thing. It's
just,
a good thing.
If we're just going to throw crap out there and see what sticks, why not Denzel? Let's just shoot for the stars here, buddy.
Hold on a second. If this was a blog, if this was a vlog, a video blog, the face that Billy just gave me was priceless. I am dead and buried 6 feet under. I've just insulted his mother. I mean, this is...
How dare you, sir? If we hadn't already done that skit of us separating, this would be the one.
Like, he will not be gunning for that role.
Oh, come on, yeah.
If that role pops up.
No, the problem with Will Smith is that he'd be like, oh, I show great interest in this role. Now, Jaden, go ahead and show him what you can do. No, but the perfect...
What if we made John Stewart younger?
Or older and let Denzel play him. Denzel is like the quintessential amazing actor. I mean, whatever you put him in, he's just great. He's a great blacktor. And even the picture that I pulled up shows him giving me a face for that one. Really, guy? Really, you went with that? All in good fun, folks. All in good fun. No, but the problem is with Green Lantern, even recasting that, there are some people that I would want to get their roles back. Like Mark Strong as Sinestro just did a great job.
That was awesome. He did it.
He just had a bad script. Because, I mean, even him at the end, putting on the ring, he looked like a child molester when he was making that face at the end. He's just like, look at me.
What about the other Green Lantern? I always forget.
I don't think
his
name. That you can do a Green Lantern movie without establishing some of the core originals. You've done Hal Jordan. If you want to coast away from that, you can. But the next logical choice is John Stewart. I mean, to do another
before John Stewart, who it was, what's his name?
Was Guy Gardner, but yeah, I think it was actually John Stewart and then Guy Gardner. I'm not 100% on that. They came around the same time, but I think it was John Stewart first.
And who's the new Lantern? You were telling me that
there is an Arabic one or Middle Eastern. Yeah, but I don't think America's ready for that. We're still fighting those people to give them stage presence or screen time. I don't know if we're ready for that. Yeah.
No, but you were saying that he's like he's an artist. Is that John Stewart?
Oh, no. That's Kyle Rayner. He was the one that was established in the 90s. Yeah, he's my favorite. He's gotten notoriety, I think, almost to the level of Hal Jordan. But again, your diehards still go with Jordan as your mainstay.
Because he's number. He's the first.
Well, technically the second. In the golden age, it was Alan Scott, but then they revamped all their heroes for the Silver Age, and you got Hal Jordan, where they streamlined what a Green Lantern is, which by definition kind of pushes Alan Scott out, and he's not technically a Green Lantern because his lantern is from almost like the Starheart, which is magical in nature.
Yeah.
As opposed to the Owen power battery, which is what gives Hal Jordan his power. So they've kind of streamlined it, and he became the first of the Owen Green Lanterns, but by name, it's Alan Scott.
Oh, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, because Alan Scott was the first one, but it was weird. His weakness was wood. Yeah, I know, it's weird. Yeah, his power ring could not work against wood, where Hal Jordan's couldn't work against yellow for a long time, which they explained in great detail during the rebirth, which
is good. That's too funny.
Yeah.
That is too funny.
Good stuff. Yeah.
Yellow. How is a color? Wow.
Yeah.
But anyways.
Green and yellow.
You mentioned a lot. You threw his name out there a lot. Ryan Gosling. So maybe we should just segue into that little
tangent.
That little nugget. That little gem of news.
Like where you're going with that. Yeah.
The friggin' Ryan Gosling as, which I'm fine with. Not too bad. As Luke Skywalker's son.
They did say that was something they were kicking around, I think. But we're going to see more of that at D23 in August here.
And then really, Zac Efron?
Yeah, that's another one. That one hit me in the groin. I don't like that. I don't care.
All peoples, Han Solo. You want to put him in the movie? Fine, put him in the movie. He's a Disney kid, so have at it.
He's going to have to do something major to get me to stop seeing him as the High School Musical kid. That's my biggest problem. Like, I can't see that group of people, Vanessa Hudgens included, and everybody else that was in that High School Musical.
Well, you know,
I can't see them as anything else. It's hard.
My girlfriend, who is a diehard Star Wars fan, specifically for the movies,
mm-hmm.
when I told her that, she's like, "All right, if he's in it, I guess I'm saving some money. Ain't gonna watch that crap."
Mm-hmm.
Straight up, and I'm like, "But you're not gonna even give it a chance?" She's like, "Nope. If Zac Efron's in that movie, I am not watching that."
But you remember the rumors that have been going around? They've been trying to get Zac Efron into a lot of stuff because they tried to get him into Pirates.
Oh, Jesus.
They tried it initially before number 4 came out. I had heard that Johnny Depp was asking for a lot of money, so they need to kind of go in a different direction. So they were going to put him in not even a Young Adventures. It would be him passing the torch almost, and that's what they were trying to go for from what I heard, rumors. They were trying to do kind of like a passing of the torch. Johnny Depp, will pay you this last time for Pirates 4, and you'll kind of be grooming Zac Efron to take over.
Here's my thing with some of these. I mean,
thank God that didn't happen.
Disney can take something and just run it to the ground.
Well, they will keep. Lone Ranger. What do you think of that, man? I didn't even go see that yet.
See, I have yet to see it.
It's a good movie, but
I heard the same thing, and I think
it's a John Carter situation.
We have a mutual friend that thought it was amazing.
Yeah.
So, which is saying a lot.
But again, she did say that it was basically Jack Sparrow as Tonto.
See, but I hate when production companies try to do that.
You know what pisses me off? The stupidity of people, because they're like, "Oh my God, I didn't like that Johnny Depp had white face on the whole time. I couldn't see him." And it's like, are you retarded? He was in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory in whiteface. He was in
Edward Scissorhands
in whiteface. He was in what was the last one? Alice in Wonderland. He's done a lot of movies in whiteface, and then he even did that one movie, Ed Wood, in black and white.
Does it get any whiter than that?
Yeah, seriously. Where do you guys get off getting pissed at him being in war paint?
No, but I hate when they try to get a huge star to play
a secondary
role and try to push it as it's like. I'm gonna
throw this out there. I'm just gonna debunk pretty much. I think the point you're getting at. Jack Nicholson and Batman.
How do you figure?
You're going to see a Batman movie, and the story is all about Joker. He was the star of that movie, Jack Nicholson. That's why he got paid the most. That's why he got, you know, all the different royalties and things that he got to be in that movie.
But that's different, though.
How do you figure?
Because that was actually a really good movie.
I'm not saying if it's good or bad. I'm just saying they put a secondary character ahead of the main character. The title character, Batman, Jack Nicholson.
But
then you think of Lone Ranger and you think of Johnny Depp.
Michael Keaton was at that point when that movie came out. Michael Keaton was doing a lot of work, and he wasn't that level yet.
He's at that level because we know of him now and later on after that movie. At that time in your life, you were young, I was young. We didn't see Michael Keaton. We saw Batman. We watched the movie. We enjoyed ourselves. Now we can be like,
but now in retrospect, recently AMC, I think it's either AMC or no, Sci-Fi is running all of the movies. It's doing marathon after marathon of all the movies.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that
even the other two garbage. But
back then we didn't look at it that way, and I don't think anybody else really saw Michael Keaton as that big of a star at the time. He had done Mr. Mom, and he had done Beetlejuice, and a couple others. But
I remember, even though I was young, I'm a little older than you, so I remember questioning Michael Keaton because I remember him from Mr. Mom.
You and
from was that one where he was where he worked at the car factory. Gung Ho. Thank you. Mm-hmm. He was known for comedy.
Yeah. Well, he was comedic. Yeah. That was his thing. He's great in comedies. Multiplicity.
Yeah. I loved him in The Other Guys. Don't go chasing waterfalls. What? Really? I don't understand. I don't know what you're saying.
Are you quoting TLC?
The TLC references. What are you talking about? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I don't. I have no idea.
Remember, I just don't want no scrubs. There it is again. It's like, I don't know what you guys are talking about.
He's fantastic. And if you don't know, he was in Toy Story 3. He was Ken.
Yes, he was Ken. And of course, he's Chick Hicks in Cars.
Yeah. Ka-chigga. Ka-chigga. Yeah, he's great.
We are well-rounded geeks. You gotta admit.
Yes. We follow the careers of many different people. No, but again, that's the same kind of thing you have. You have a Michael Keaton, Jack Nicholson scenario as you had in Lone Ranger. You have a Armie Hammer, but it's really a Johnny Depp movie.
Which is ridiculous.
But it's following in the same footsteps of John Carter because they're like, it's a good movie, but it didn't do well.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So I guess that lays that to rest. In other news.
We can't really critique it at all because we haven't seen it. But from what I want to see it, though. I want to see it because you have to see it.
But even Lone Ranger fans are saying it goes off on its own tangent away from the comic book.
How many of those are there?
It's like four left.
That's not the original Lone Ranger.
I remember when I was a lad, that was on TV.
And it was in black and white.
Yeah. That and it's howdy doody time. It's howdy doody time. Jeez. I'm sorry. It must have been tough being Ron Howard back then. Oh, hey guys, look, here comes Howdy Doody. Really, guys, we're gonna do that? This is the damn Happy Days. I already did it, the Andy Griffith Show. I need to do to prove myself.
Oh God, good times.
Yeah, Happy Days.
And now look where he's at. Who else has come out of the Happy Days? Nobody.
Scott Baio.
Nope.
And Henry Winkler.
Nope.
He gets work. He gets work as the Fonz still.
No, he does not. Did you know that he hated the Fonz? The character.
It was
of
only
the
supposed
Fonz.
To be in the one episode.
But everybody loved the Fonz. But he got famous as the Fonz, and he says Henry Winkler himself said that he hated the character of the Fonz because he's the complete opposite of what the Fonz is. So he would go to Hollywood parties and people would see him and come up to him and they're expecting to see the Fonz, and he's nothing like that. He's very reserved,
he seems like that kind of person
just a very nice
seen anything
guy
else.
Stuff like that. So he's here at these parties like, oh, this guy's a bore.
Yeah, what are you doing? Is that Boreville?
Chlorophyll sounds more like Boreville.
This girl's talking about making out. I'm trying to pay attention. Go on with your lecture. Proceed.
God, those movies. He's up for a new. He should make one like that. He hasn't done one in a while.
Yeah,
man.
No, he hasn't done a really goofy one. The last one I can really say was Zohan.
Yeah,
but it's not like Happy Gilmore or Billy Madison.
He needs one of those. Just one. Just revert back to your old your old
ways.
Well, the
same thing can be said about Jim Carrey. Even though he's trying to do Dumb and Dumber 2, facing a lot of resistance from studios, and he's not him, but I guess whoever's got the rights now is being sued because they're trying to bump out the two people that helped produce the first one or did produce the first one. And so those guys are trying to be pushed out, but they're suing. Like, we still want money for nothing. And so that movie is being met with a lot of resistance. Yeah, I would love to see him in a mask, too.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. But him, Stanley Ipkiss.
Stanley. Yeah. That was a great movie.
It was.
You don't have to bring Cameron Diaz back. She looks more like the Joker now anyway.
That was terrible. She was so hot in that
movie.
Know how
I got these scars?
She was so hot in that movie. You go back and you see it, but you notice she was it's not even age. It's that she was chunkier. Her face was more full. Yeah. You know,
she was fuller in the face. Her body looked like it had some meat on it. Now she's like skinny. Every movie, she's like got it written into her contract where she's got to be in underwear showing her butt. And it's like, I don't really want to see that bony thing. Get it out of here.
Bony butt.
Dead air, buddy. Dead air.
No, that's not dead air.
What was that? Well, I was drinking, so.
I know, but you were saying dead air. I was making noise. I was like, ugh. So.
Oh, okay.
So let's just roll with it. Let's just roll with it.
No, let's just keep going from there. So Avengers 2 is being called Age of Ultron.
Age of Ultron. Is that crazy or what?
That's going to be good. That has to be. So that must mean they're pushing Thanos back into the third Avengers. Because he is supposed to make some sort of appearance in Guardians of the Galaxy, which would go ahead and solidify some rumors that Vin Diesel's been getting phone calls from Marvel or having meetings with them. Because I could see him as Thanos.
That'd be kind of cool. I don't see why not. You know what,
though? The thing that pisses me off, though, is the people that say, well, he couldn't take that role because then they'd cover up his face. Fuck his face. Nobody really cares.
It's the voice.
It's his voice and it's his size and build that would make that. I mean, come on. People are really going to be outraged because his face is covered up. It ain't that great to begin with.
Oh, God. He's
got to build some other kind of career because Fast and Furious seems like it's going to be coming to a close soon. XXX, whenever that gets off the ground, I can't see him doing too many of those. And
I think that's going to be Riddick cool. Character, I wouldn't mind seeing that, to be honest with you. Another XXX?
Oh, no, that'd be cool. But the Riddick character looks like it's... This new movie, although it looks like it might be decent, it might be fun because the first one was, the second one, eh... This one looks like it was made on a shoestring budget because the production value doesn't look as good as either of the first two, even though it looks like it's trying to mesh the first two into one movie.
It almost looks like the first movie.
It does at the end. In the beginning, when you see him on the sun type of planet or the Mars type planet, it looks like the second movie.
But I think it's from the trailer, there's these beasts, and either he can control them, or he has the edge because of his eyes. It always revolves around his eyes or whatnot. So almost like Pitch Black.
Yeah.
But that's funny. That's funny because that movie was just supposed to be like just your regular space horror movie.
It was a USA film.
Really?
Yeah, that was one of their first.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it was a USA film. It was one of their first movies that they made. For screen.
And that's a good one, man. You go back and you see it, man. That's a good movie, man.
Well, look at some of these movies that take off. I mean, Sharknado is hitting theaters August 2nd.
It is not.
It is. I swear to Christ. Jesus, it's not going up there, is it? Yes, it's going to be hitting theaters. It's for one night only, I believe, but it's gotten such notoriety and critical acclaim. Our one fan loves it. He was saying that's better than Man of Steel. Swear to God. I know you're speechless and dumbfounded here because you sent it to me as a gag that they were making that movie. I mean, this is Tara Reid's comeback.
Wow.
They've already inked the deal for a Sharknado 2. Yeah.
So there's hope for my Pythonoturtle Rex.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Yeah. I have to draw up. I'm going to put the title. Right? Pythonoturtle Rex. Draw the Pythonoturtle Rex and mail it to myself. So that way I can get it copywritten.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
So no one can steal that shit. You can't do that,
right? You're going to be so ecstatic to get mail, you're going to open it, though. Holy crap.
Look,
a letter from the past.
But I heard you can do that, right?
Yeah, that's what I heard too. But
yeah, you keep it sealed and it's dated and it's post stamped and stuff like that.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go for it, Pythonoturtle Rex.
But then, couldn't you technically mail yourself like an empty envelope? and then just heat open it like they did in the past and stick in there whatever you want.
I guess. Yeah. Yeah. See, why not? Change your mind, add stuff to it. Yeah.
Damn it, they gave him something I should have put in mine. I'm going to change this up.
Sir, your envelope is all wrinkly and obviously... Is that, no, no, it's just...
That's just age marks.
Oh, yeah. God. I should write that up, man.
Well, you should at least draw it or have me draw it. Yeah.
Python, a turtle rex. You guys should...
that was born on influx.
Post born in influx. Post what you think of the title Python a Turtle Rex if it's.
And if you're artistically inclined, post what you think it looks like. Although let it be known that you will have no rights come court time. Anything you send in or submit will be property of influx.
But anyway, so.
Digressing. Who would you even cast as a new Batman? Who could even carry the weight of that movie? Because you have to get somebody as commanding as Christian Bale was.
I have no idea, man. We pose that question
to all of you Influxians. We pose that question to all of you. You're going to go ahead and have to write into our page, post it up there, let us see what you got. And just generally tell us what you think about the podcast.
What'd you think of the podcast, and who would you put as the new Batman?
I know that's been up on a lot of different places, a lot of people asking that question, but so are we. So
yeah, why not?
Screw them.
Why not?
Anyway, this has been our show. We thank you for listening, and as always,
bye-bye.